First of all, I want to thank the senior pastor for inviting me to preach here and my old friend to interpret for me.
首先我要在这里多谢朱牧师和谭牧师，我的老朋友在这里服侍大家。
It is with great joy to know that God is in our midst in spite of all our circumstances.
去了解到上帝在我们极大的难题里面，难处的处境里面，仍然在我们当中，这个是一个很大的喜乐。
But we must learn to look at our circumstances correctly.
但是我们要去学习，去正确地来去了解我们的处境。
In one of the art galleries in London, there is an entire floor dedicated to Renaissance art.
有一个的在伦敦的一个的艺术馆里面，有整层呢是专是为这个文艺复兴时代的艺术品来设计。
So the Italian masterpieces were there.
那些意大利那些的经典的艺术品在那里。
So one day there was a professor of art who went to visit this museum and look at the art pieces.
有一个的教授就是去，有一天就去这个的艺术馆那里来去看这些的艺术品。
He's the professor of the history of art in Boston University.
这一位的教授是波士顿大学的这个艺术系的教授来的。
And Professor Robert Cummings came to this piece called The Virgin and Child by Lippi.
这一位教授呢就来到Lippi 所画的这个的童贞女与幼童的这个画作那里。
Lippi is a 15th century Italian artist.
Lippi 这一位15世纪的画家。
And the professor can see the masterpieces of the art stroke and the colors.
教授细心地观察这幅画每一个的笔画。
But somehow something is missing in this painting.
他发现这幅画里面有一些东西不是很对。
But he can't tell what is missing in this painting.
但是他又找不到究竟这幅画里面没了什么。
And then suddenly the thought struck him.
突然间他就想起了。
What if this painting wasn't commissioned for an art gallery, but in a prayer room?
啊，好可能呢一幅画并唔系为着系摆响呢一个艺术馆，而系摆响呢一个祈祷室里边嘅呢
？And unlike a gallery where you stand to examine the art, in the prayer room you will be kneeling.
原来如果呢一幅画系摆响祈祷室，你就系跪住响度嘅，唔系企响度。
So Professor Cummings did something he has never done before in a public gallery. He knelt before the art painting.
他就做了一件事从来没做过的，就是跪在这幅画的面前。
Oh, when he kneeled and he looked up, everything is in perfect perspective and proportion.
当他跪下的时候，他再望这幅画，一切都是进入一个正确的观点角度了。
The principle is our posture determines our perspective.
我有一个原则，就是我们的体态就决定了我们的观点。
For things are not always what they seem.
原来事情并不是好像你看这样的。
Appearances can be deceiving.
原来外表是欺骗人的。
The opposite of mere appearances is truth.
外表的另外一边就是真理。
Now there are two ways to view truth.
去睇真理有两个方法。
The first is truth as content.
去睇真理可以系睇真理作为一个嘅内容。
Propositions and principles.
一啲命题，一啲嘅原则。
The second is to look at truth as connection.
你亦可以睇真理作为一个结连。
It's a connection to God and to reality.
系同上帝同埋同现实嘅结连。
We must connect with reality.
我们一定要同与现实结连的。
And we must see God in the reality of our life and experiences.
我们一定要在这生活里面发生的事去正确地看到上帝。
Because it will help us get our perspective correct.
因为如此我们就看事情就看得是准确了。
And one of the realities we must connect with is the reality of the wilderness experiences in our lives.
而有一样嘢我哋需要睇得准确嘅咧，就系我哋生命里面嗰啲旷野。
I want to talk to you about wilderness and warfare。
我要同大家讨论旷野同埋征战。
Because all of us go through a spiritual wilderness.
每一个人都要经过属灵的旷野。
It is represented by the dark and difficult circumstances of our lives.
就是我们生命里面那些很难、很黑暗的时刻。
But the word of God tells us in Isaiah 40 verse 3, a voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord.
上帝的说话在以赛亚书第40章里面第三节告诉我们，旷野里面有声音说，预备耶和华的道路。
How do we prepare the way for the Lord?
我们怎样预备耶和华的道路呢？
By preparing our hearts to look up to him and trust him.
预备耶和华的道路就是透过预备我们的心仰望耶和华去信他。
You see, discipleship is not a mere program.
门徒训练不是一个程序。
Discipleship is a way of life.
门徒训练是一个生活的方式。
So everywhere in the world, I tell them the IDMC conference is not just how to do church, it's a way of life.
所以无论去到哪里，我举行这个锐意门训的研习会，我都告诉弟兄姊妹，不是怎样去搞教会、办教会，而是一个生活方式。
Because discipleship is a journey.
因为门徒生活是一个旅程。
And very often this journey takes us through the wilderness.
而这个旅程是一定会带我们进入旷野。
When I visited Israel, there was a Christian tour guide who took us around.
有一次我去这个旅行巡游这个圣地，一个基督徒的响道就带着我们。
Then the bus passed through a wilderness.
那巴士就经过旷野。
And the tour guide says, ah, the wilderness is a special place.
这个响道就说，啊，这个就是旷野，是一个特别的地方。
It's a place of emptiness, but it's a place where God speaks.
啊，没有东西的，荒芜的，不过在这个地方里面，上帝向人说话。
Because in the space of silence, God speaks.
在很静的地方里面，上帝向人说话。
Biblically, the journey from Egypt to the Promised Land was through the wilderness.
在圣经里面，由埃及去到应许之地中间是一个旷野。
So we ask the question, why the wilderness?
那我们就问个问题，为什么要经过旷野呢？
In the biblical narrative, the 12 spies were sent out to spy the land for 40 days.
在圣经的记述里面，以色列人就差遣了12个探子去观察了解这个应许之地。
Caleb and Joshua brought forth a report of faith, a good report.
约书亚和加勒其中这两个探子就是带来凭着信心而有的一个好的报告。
Oh, but the other 10 spies gave a bad report because of doubt and unbelief.
其他那十个呢，就因为他们不相信和怀疑，他们就给一个坏的报告。
The sad thing was the people of God did not believe Joshua and Caleb. They believed the 10 spies and they walked in their unbelief.
很可惜，很可悲的就是以色列人呢，就不听加勒和约书亚的报告，就是接受了那十个不信的又怀疑的人。
And the people cried out in fear and said, "We rather go back to Egypt."
咁嗰啲以色列人咧就大声啊！哎呀，我哋宁愿翻去埃及噃。
There were giants in the land.
哇，嗰个嘅应许之地下有巨人噶。
God told them for every day in the spying of the land, they will have 1 year in the wilderness.
咁上帝就同佢哋讲，每一日佢哋嚟去睇呢一个嘅应许之地，佢哋就要响旷野里边留一年。
So for 40 days, because of their unbelief, they would spend 40 years in the wilderness.
因为佢哋唔信，所以40日嚟去探索呢个地，换嚟嘅就系佢哋40年要在旷野里边。
The question I ask is, why didn't God send them back to Egypt? Why send them into the wilderness?
咁我哋就问啦，点解上帝唔差佢哋翻去埃及，而系让佢哋喺旷野里边呢
？When they were unbelieving, why didn't God say, "Poof, go back to Egypt"?
咁佢哋都唔信啦，咁啊，咁样就带佢哋翻翻去埃及咯。
There are two reasons. One is God's promise, and the other is God's purpose.
有两个原因，一个就系上帝嘅承诺，另外一个就系上帝嘅目的。
The first is because of God's promise to Abraham.
第一个原因就系上帝应承过亚伯拉罕嘅。
God promised Abraham, "Your people will have a land."
佢应承亚伯拉罕，你嘅子民咧又会有一个嘅地方嘅。
They're passing through the wilderness to the promised land.
经过旷野就会进入应许之地啦。
If every time for their unbelief, God sends them back to Egypt, they would never get out of Egypt.
咁如果每一次佢哋唔相信，就送翻佢哋翻埃及，佢哋永远都唔会离开埃及嘅。
They'll be delivered out of Egypt, walk around in unbelief, poof, they go back to Egypt.
啊，佢哋离开埃及，咁啊去到旷野，咁又唔信，咁啊，又翻翻去埃及。
But God promised Abraham they will have a promised land.
因为上帝承诺过亚伯拉罕，佢哋有一个应许之地。
The second reason why God didn't send them back to Egypt was because of God's purpose.
第二个原因，佢哋冇翻翻去埃及，因为上帝要佢哋系上帝有啲嘅目的噶。
God has a purpose for the wilderness to develop their faith.
上帝要透过呢一个旷野去发展佢哋嘅信心。
So the wilderness wasn't just a place of punishment, it was a place of faith development.
所以旷野唔单止系一个嘅系惩罚佢哋嘅地方，亦都系一个系建立佢哋信心嘅地方。
It was in the wilderness that faith was being sanctified.
系响呢一个旷野里边，佢哋嘅信心系得到圣化。
You see, salvation is God getting us out of the world, but sanctification, God is getting the world out of us.
咁救赎就系上帝带我哋离开呢一个嘅世界，而圣化咧就系将世界从我哋嘅生命面拎走。
So the wilderness is not a destination, it's a transit point.
所以旷野并唔系个目的地，旷野只不过系一个中途站嚟嘅啫。
In other words, God leads us to the wilderness, He will lead us through the wilderness.
所以上帝并不是带我们去这个旷野，而是经过旷野。
Please understand, God doesn't want us to live in the wilderness, He wants us to learn from the wilderness.
所以上帝并不是要我们活在旷野里面，上帝是要我们在旷野里面有所学习。
But there's good news and there is bad news in the wilderness.
所以在旷野里面有坏消息，亦都有好消息。
Let me first explore the bad news with you.
先讲啲坏消息先。
The bad news is that we can lose our bearing in the wilderness.
第一个坏消息就是在旷野里面我们可以迷失方向。
We can get confused and lost in the wilderness.
我们在旷野里面因为很混乱，所以我们就不知道去哪里。
Because the wilderness is a place of confusion and desperation.
旷野就是混乱同埋好凄惨嘅地方。
And in the wilderness, it's easy to get lost.
响旷野里边真系好容易就系迷路嘅。
We don't know what direction to take.
我哋都唔知道究竟边一个方向先系啱。
The circumstance confuse us.
嗰个嘅环境令到我哋混乱。
We ask the question, "Why me? Why this? Why now?"
我哋就问呢个问题啊，点解系咁嘅？点解而家系咁嘅？点解系我系咁嘅呢
？I was once lost in Africa.
有一次我在非洲迷路。
I was going up from the southern part to Johannesburg.
我有一次咧就系由非洲嘅南边咧就系翻去约翰尼斯堡。
And I didn't realize that when winter comes, the sun sets very early.
我又唔係好了解到咧，呢一個嘅冬季嗰個嘅太陽落山落得好快啊
！So suddenly I found myself in the late afternoon driving in the darkness。
咁好快就本來係都未夠到黃昏就已經黑曬啦。
I look in the rear view mirror, everything is dark. In front with the lamp, there's no cars around。
我望到後鏡。后面是黑麻麻的，冇乜嘢都冇嘅，前面又是乜嘢都冇嘅。
There is no road lights, there is no road sign.
冇街灯，亦都系冇路标。
Only four of us are in the car, my wife, myself, and a missionary couple behind.
我哋一架车里面四个人，我同埋我太太，后面嘅咧就系呢个宣教士夫妇。
We were completely lost in the wilderness.
我哋真系绝对迷路啊！
and miles and miles as I drive along, I'm not sure am I in the right direction in the darkness.
一路咁样驶落去，我都唔知道究竟我行驶嘅方向系咪正确。
There was no cars around, just one solitary car for miles and miles and miles in the darkness.
周围都冇车，净系我哋一架车，然后我一路咁样驶落去咧，都系黑漫漫。
I was driving on, hoping for some road signs, but there was none.
我一路行嘅时候，我喺度等紧睇下有冇路牌啦，但系原来冇嘅。
If you were me, what would you do?
如果你系我，你会点？
There is no GPS, there's no signal, everything is just vastness and lostness.
冇导航，亦都系冇信号，就系一个一片嘅黑漫漫。
I finally have to stop the car.
最后我就停咗架车。
And I look up at the night sky.
我然后望住呢一个嘅晚上嘅星空。
I was looking at the stars to find a sense of direction.
我望上边嗰啲嘅星星，我尝试嚟去揾一啲嘅方向。
I found the Southern Cross.
我就揾到呢一个南方嘅十字架。
And from the Southern Cross, the opposite is towards the north.
啊，南方嘅十字架嘅相反方向就系北啦。
So I found where the north is, and I drove towards the north and found Johannesburg.
咁我就向住呢一个北方面继续咁样去驶，结果我就揾到约翰尼斯堡。
That day I learned an important spiritual lesson.
嗰一日我学到一个属灵嘅功课。
When you are lost, look up.
你迷失咗方向，你就要向上望。
In the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Look up.
在旷野里边，你要预备耶和华嘅道路，就系你要望上面。
Because it's easy to lose our bearings in the wilderness.
因为在旷野里边，好容易就迷失咗方向。
The second news, we can lose our confidence in the wilderness.
第二个坏消息就是我们在旷野里面很容易就是没了把握，失去了信心。
Because when we lose our bearing, we get disoriented.
因为我们没了方向，我们就不知道究竟现在在哪里。
And because we don't know how to proceed, we lose our sense of confidence.
当我们都不知道下一步是怎样的时候，我们就没了把握了。
Like in Africa, when I drove on and on, my confidence became less and less.
所以就是好像在非洲那里，一路驶就越来越没把握。
The third bad news is that as we lose our bearing and confidence, we tend to wander in the wilderness.
而第三个坏消息就是我们没了方向，又没了信心把握的时候，我们开始就是在这里顿顿转。
Because the wilderness can be complex and confusing.
因为旷野真的很复杂，是令人是很混乱的。
In our life, the difficult circumstances can be complex and confusing.
在我们的生命里面有很多的事情是很复杂，是令到我们是很混乱。
Some have lost their job or they are retrenched.
有一些人就没了份工，结果就困在那里。
Some face financial crisis or health concerns.
有些就面对经济的问题，有些就是健康的问题。
Some have family problems, marriage problems or children problems.
有一些就是家庭的关系的问题，婚姻的问题，还有这个儿女的问题。
There are all kinds of things that come at us in our wilderness.
在旷野里面，哇，不同的东西就涌过来。
And the scary thing is we can lose our sense of perspective.
那个令人惊惧的就是我们很容易就是失去了正确的视野。
And as a result, the fourth bad news is wilderness wandering wearies us.
第四个坏的消息就是旷野是令到我们是疲乏不堪。
We don't quite understand what is happening and why.
我们不知道究竟发生了什么事情，还有为什么发生。
We are trying to make sense of what is happening in our circumstance, and we get more confused or more discouraged.
越是想了解什么事发生，我们就是越是混乱，我们就越是沮丧。
And the fifth bad news is the wilderness is a battleground.
第五个坏消息就是这个旷野其实是一个战场。
Now many know the wilderness is not a playground.
个个都知道了，旷野不是游乐场。
But we forget that the wilderness can be a battleground.
但是我们很多时候忘记旷野其实是一个战场。
Because Satan leverages the wilderness to confuse and create doubt in our soul.
因为撒旦是利用这个旷野来去 制造一啲个嘅怀疑同埋不信。
And our wilderness become a battleground, but it's a different kind of battleground.
旷野系一个嘅战场，但系一个另类嘅战场。
Because there are no armies or chariots on the outside.
因为外边你睇唔到坦克车啊、火炮嘅。
The battle is within.
呢一个嘅战场系里边。
The battle is our doubts and our fears, our anxieties.
呢一个系我哋内心嗰啲嘅恐惧啊、嗰啲嘅焦虑啊、我哋嗰啲嘅不安。
It's the inner battle that has become a war zone inside.
呢、这、一个系里边嗰个嘅战场，令到我哋好辛苦。
And our foundation for our faith from the Word of God is shifted。
我哋信心嘅基础就会进入我哋嗰个根基就会进入改变。
Let me share with you what I found to be the greatest problem in discipleship today。
让我同大家分享今日门徒嘅生活最大嘅挑战系乜嘢
？The greatest challenge is we shift our foundation from the Word of God。
今日最大的挑战就是我们是转移我们信仰的基础离开上帝的说话。
Now that doesn't just mean we don't know God's word.
不是说我们不认识上帝的说话。
We know the word of God is important.
我们知道上帝的说话重要。
We know it should be the foundation of our faith.
我们知道上帝的说话是我们信仰的基础。
So we must have a theological anchor and a biblical foundation.
我们需要一个神学的一个的基础和我们的按照圣经的一个的now.
And the Bible will give us a sound biblical worldview.
上帝的说话这个圣经就给我们一个合乎圣经的世界观。
To understand God and his unchanging purposes by which he works in our life.
如此我们就明白上帝的意思上帝的计划和在我们生命里面的计划。
To have a meaningful understanding of the world and how to live in it.
也是了解这个世界很清楚的知道我们应该如何在这个世界里面生活。
So we know the Bible is truth and it should be the foundation of our life.
所以我们知道的圣经是真理是我们生命的那个磐石来的。
But here comes the problem.
但是问题来了。
We enter into a season of wilderness.
当我们进入旷野的季节
It disorientates us.
令到我们乱晒龙
Doubts come into our minds and anxieties and worries come to our hearts.
怀疑忧虑各样的那些困惑就进入我们的生命
It impacts our feelings and our emotions.
就冲击我们的感觉和情绪
And out of our insecurity and feelings, we make our choices.
出于我们那个的感觉和我们那个的不安我们就作出一些选择
Our choices based upon our feelings will bring forth our behavior
当然出于这些的感觉情绪而带来的我们的选择就带来一些的行为
But because it's based upon our feelings not upon faith we are deviated from the word of God
因为我们所作出的这个选择是出于我们的感觉而不是出于上帝的说话呢
We become like the children of Israel in the wilderness, they walk in unbelief.
我们就好像以色列的子民那样他们是在生活里面也活出他们的不信。
Now we have two operating systems, two core belief systems within us.
现在我们的生命里面就有两个核心的信仰系统了。
We have the word of God that we say is true.
我们有一个就是上帝的说话我们知道是真理
But we have our own values that is formed by our own behavior based upon our feelings
那有另外一个就是出于我们的情绪感觉而引申出来的行动这个系统
We are to walk in faith but we are also walking in unbelief and doubt
我们应该是凭信来去生活但是实际上面我们就在我们的犹豫里面我们就是进入另外一个的生活
Ought to trust God fully in faith, but we are not trusting Him fully because of our doubts.
我们应该是全然的信靠上帝，不过因为我们的怀疑，我们就不是很信了。
Now, no computer system can work on two operating systems within one computer.
你都知道的，没一个的电脑可以是同时有两个的操作系统运行的。
So within the human soul, we cannot operate by two core belief systems.
所以我们的灵魂呢，都不能够同时有两个的操作系统的。
Now we have a problem.
那我们有个问题了。
What do we do when we have the word of God, but at the same time, the wisdom of the world and the things of the world?
咁而家我哋又有神嘅说话，然后又有呢一个世界嗰啲嘅信谂法啊，嗰啲嘅智慧。
We have three choices.
我哋有三个嘅选择。
The first is repentance. We turn from the world and our own feelings, and we walk by faith in the Word of God.
我哋可以咧就系悔改，系转离我哋嘅感觉引发嘅嗰啲嘅选择，然后咧就归回上帝嘅说话。
Second choice, we backslide and we turn away from God and we live our own way.
第二个选择咧就系我哋咧就系。决定背弃我哋嘅信仰，系离开上帝嘅说话，翻去唔系跟翻我哋嘅感受嚟去生活。
But the problem in the global church is many Christians choose the third choice。
咁很好可惜嘅就系全球嘅教会嗰啲弟兄姊妹咧，佢哋系作出第三个嘅选择。
They continue to live with two opposing value systems within one soul。
佢哋继续嘅系容许呢一个唔同嘅相反矛盾嘅。系统咧，喺佢哋嘅灵魂里边作祟。
But I just told you that the human soul cannot accommodate the two belief systems。
我啱啱先话俾大家听，人嘅灵魂唔能够两个嘅系统同时操作嘅。
So how do we make the third choice? How can many Christians choose to have these two within them?
咁点诶，嗰啲人点样嚟去做出第三个嘅选择呢
？Because they give lip service to the word of God and live however they choose。
他们就是个口就是说跟着上帝的说话，不过他们的心就是照着他们 的感觉啊，这个世界所给他们的智慧。
On Sunday, we come to church to worship God.
星期一来到这个地方里面去敬拜上帝。
That's one belief system in the Word.
啊，这个就是信靠上帝的说话。
In a cell group, we study the scriptures and we use Christian language.
咁喺细胞小组里边、团契里边，我哋就用圣经嘅说话。呢一个系基督教嘅言语。
But that's lip service.
呢啲嘅系嘴唇嘅敬拜呢
？Because from Monday and every day of the week, we live according to our own worldly value system.
只系喺聚会嘅时间先出现嘅，其他嘅时候咧，我哋就系照住呢个世界嗰个嘅价值观念啊、信念啊咁样嚟去做。
When that happens, the wilderness is a battleground of two systems.
当呢一个咁样嘅情况出现嘅时候，旷野就成为呢两个系统嘅战场。
Life in the flesh or life in the spirit.
在肉血气肉体嘅呢一个咁样生活，或者系在圣灵嘅呢一个生活。
Grounded in the value system of the word of God or the world.
用圣经嘅上帝嘅说话嚟去作为我哋嘅信念嘅根基，定系呢一个世界嘅价值作为我哋信念嘅根基
？And in that struggle, we are really lost in the wilderness.
当我哋系咁样容许呢一个嘅战场出现嘅时候，我哋就真系迷失啦。
But God wants to use the wilderness to strengthen our faith.
但是上帝是要用旷野来去坚固我们的信仰的。
Provided we are willing to prepare the way of the Lord in the wilderness.
但是有一个条件就是我们要愿意预备上帝的道路。
And when we prepare the way of God in the wilderness, there's good news in the wilderness.
当我们愿意预备上帝的道路在旷野里面预备的时候，我们就有好消息了。
The first good news is that we can experience God's presence in the wilderness.
第一个好消息就是在旷野里面我们可以经历上帝同在。
That even in the wilderness, there are seasons of refreshing.
原来甚至到系喺旷野，虽然喺旷野里边咁凄惨啊，我哋仍然都可以好新鲜咁经历生命嘅。
Just like in the biblical times, there was a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night to guide them in the presence of God.
就系好似喺圣经嘅日子里边，上帝嘅临在喺。日间的云柱，夜间的火柱里面去引导着以色列人。
And when we trust God in our wilderness, the presence of God is there.
当我们信上帝的时候，上帝的临在就会显现。
The second good news is we can receive God's provision in the wilderness.
第二个好消息呢，就是在旷野里面我们可以得着上帝的供应。
Just like God provided for the children of Israel in the wilderness for 40 years.
就是好像耶和华上帝在旷野里面供应以色列的子民40年那么久。
When there's no water, God provided them water from the rock.
冇水嘅时候，上帝喺石头嗰度嚟去供应佢哋水源。
When there's no food, God provided for them manna from heaven.
冇食物，上帝从天降下玛拿俾佢哋。
In our wilderness, when we look to God and trust Him, He provides for us.
当我们在旷野里面，我们向上仰望，上帝就供应我们。
For God will never lead us where His grace cannot keep us.
因为上帝永远不会带我们去一个地方，他不能够保护我们的。
The fourth is that, the third, sorry, we can witness God's power in the wilderness.
第三个好消息就是在旷野里面，我们可以经历上帝的能力。
God shows us His power when we trust Him.
当我们信祂的时候，上帝就显示祂的能力。
God shows us His power when we see His work miraculously in and through our lives.
当我们信祂的时候，上帝就将祂的能力在我们的生命里面去展示出来，叫我们明白祂。
His power is made strong in our weaknesses.
祂的能力在我们软弱的人的生命里面显得为明显。
And the fourth good news, we can discover God's purpose in the wilderness.
在旷野里面，第四个好消息就是我们可以去发现上帝的目的。
Because God often uses the seasons of wilderness to teach us lessons which we otherwise cannot learn.
原来上帝是要在旷野里面教我们，在其他的环境里面我们学不到的功课。
And these are the lessons that develop us as a people of faith.
就是去发展我们成为一个有信念的子民的功课。
Oh, but Satan attacks with his lies.
不过上帝的仇敌撒旦呢，就是用谎言来去攻击我们。
And one of the lies Satan tells us is there is no way out of your wilderness.
其中一个的谎言就是撒旦会告诉我们，你冇掟走噶啦，走唔出呢个旷野嘅。
We look at the problems, it become overwhelmingly big, and we felt we cannot overcome the problem.
当我哋面对呢一个旷野呢个困难嘅时候，我哋就感觉到咧，实在系真系泰山压顶，我哋冇办法可以胜过嘅。
So we lose hope, we lose faith.
我哋冇咗盼望，所以冇咗信心。
But yet God tells us, "Don't worry, you will find grace." Even in the wilderness.
但是上帝告诉我们，不用担心的，虽然在旷野里面，你都会得着恩典。
That's what the prophet Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 31 verse 2. You will find grace in the wilderness.
耶利米先知就是在31章里面，他告诉我们，你会在旷野里面找到恩宠。
In other words, believe that God will bring you through the wilderness.
就是相信上帝会带你经过这个旷野。
How then do we respond when we find ourselves in a season of wilderness, of difficult circumstances?
当我们发现我们就是进入一个很困难、黑麻麻的一个处境的时候，我们可以怎样回应上帝呢？
The first thing is to realize everyone encounters a wilderness season of life.
第一样嘢，我哋要去了解、去明白嘅就系，原来每一个人都会有呢一个嘅旷野时刻。
Some Christians wrongly think if I'm spiritual, if I walk in the center of God's will, I will never experience any difficulty or wildernesses.
有好多嘅人咧就以为啊，错误地以为我要虔诚，如果我系虔诚咁样嚟去信，我就唔会有啲咁样嘅旷野嘅时刻出现噶啦。
That is untrue because even Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
因为呢一个系错误嘅。耶稣都是被圣灵引导他进入旷野。
We just learned that God allows this season to build us up.
我们刚刚才学到上帝容许旷野来进入我们的生命，为着我们得到建立。
The second response is to realize that the greatest snare in the wilderness is our murmuring and complaining.
第二样嘢，我哋要去了解、去明白嘅咧，就系呢一个在旷野里边最大嘅陷阱，就系我哋生命里边，我哋内心嗰啲嘅暗沉啊、投诉啊、埋怨啊嗰啲嘅嗰啲东西啦。
Many Christians in the wilderness complain and grumble because of unbelief.
很多人在旷野里面，他们生命的旷野里面就很多的投诉，很多的不满，因为他们不相信。
What is the opposite of the spirit of complaining?
埋怨投诉的相反是什么呢？
It's a spirit of gratitude.
就是感激了。
I tell you what I found helpful.
我告诉大家帮到我的是什么。
I keep a journal of gratitude.
我就是写一个的 感激清单一个咁样嘅日记。
And in that gratitude journal, I list down all the things I am grateful for in spite of the circumstances.
我就系清楚咁样去记录每一件事，我体会到系令到我系感激嘅嗰啲嘅事情，虽然嗰个环境都系好恶劣。
About 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with brain tumor.
两年前我确诊咗，我脑里面有个肿瘤。
I still have a tumor in my brain right now because the surgeon says, I'd rather not operate it and take it out.
我而家仍然有个肿瘤，因为医生话我唔需要做呢个手术，所以我就仍然容许呢个肿瘤喺度。
And the reason why he says, I don't recommend the operation is because there will be risks.
佢唔建議我做手術，因為有風險嘛。
And he tells me, with this, it is a benign tumor, and you can still therefore travel and minister. It is all right.
呢一個嘅腫瘤都係良性嘅，咁但係你而家仍然都可以係周遊列國去做服侍，咁所以你唔需要做呢個手術。
He just say, come every year, do an MRI, and we monitor it.
咁啊，每年嚟做一个嘅检查，咁然后咧，你就可以继续生活啦。
So in my gratitude journal, I give thanks to God in spite of the circumstance, His wonderful blessing。
咁我就响我嘅呢一个嘅日记里边嚟去写低上帝咁样嚟恩待我，虽然呢一个都系带嚟一啲困难。
But my neurosurgeon says, in any case, if you have a severe headache or you are having a fainting fit.You must go to the hospital immediately.
咁虽然系咁样，但系如果你系发现你自己咧系好头痛，甚至到你要晕嘅时候，你要立刻去到医院噶。
My answer is simple. My looking is straight to God because my Father knows what is best.
咁我答案就好简单啫。我嘅天父喺度睇住我，佢知道系乜嘢系最好噶啦。
I can choose either to complain, God, I'm a servant, I'm serving you. How come I have all these medical problems?
咁我可以投诉，可以埋怨，上帝啊，我系服侍你嘅，我系你仆人，点解会咁噶？
Or I can give thanks and say, Wow, in spite of all these problems, God can still use me.
我亦都可以系感谢啊！虽然系咁，我仍然系蒙上帝嚟去使用。
Learn to walk by gratitude。
我哋要学在生活里边学成为一个有感激嘅人。
The third response is to realize we have a choice in the wilderness。
第三样我哋要学习咧，就系原来在旷野里边，我哋真系有得拣。
It's an important choice in Isaiah 40 verse 3 in the wilderness. Prepare.The way of the Lord.
呢一个喺以赛亚书第40章里边所讲嘅系一个好重要嘅选择，就系在旷野里边预备耶和华嘅道路。
Either we walk in unbelief and worries, or we walk by faith and restedness. It's a choice.
我哋可以在呢一个旷野里边，因为各样嘅焦虑啊、怀疑啊，我哋就进入呢一个咁样嘅困难，或者系用信心放松嘅。你去赞美我哋嘅主。
So in the wilderness, I'm not just looking for God's blessing to me.
我喺旷野里边，我并唔系净系喺度等紧上帝点样嚟去祝福我。
I am not just looking for God's blessing through me in my ministry.
我亦都唔系净喺度等紧上帝点样使用我，透过我嚟去祝福别人。
Most importantly, I'm looking for God's work in me.
我最着紧嘅咧就系喺旷野里边，我喺度。睇上帝要点样嘅嚟去在我生命里面做功夫
，to draw me in a deeper relationship with Him，
引导我进入一个更深嘅亲密。
And the fourth response is to heed the prophetic voice of God in the Scriptures。
第四个嘅回应就系我哋要在圣经中留意上帝嘅声音。
Listen to what the prophetic voice says in Isaiah chapter 4 verse 6 onwards.
请大家留意以赛亚书40章第六节以后先知要讲嘅说话。
A voice says, "Cry," and the prophet asks, "I said, what shall I cry?"
声音说，你喊吧。我说，我喊什么呢？
And this is what it seems to say: "Cry that all flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field."
你骤眼嚟去睇咧，就好似你就叫乜嘢啊？叫血肉之躯咧，都系如草啊，荣美嘅，好似野地嘅花咁样。
Verse 8 cry out that the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever.
好似第八节节咁样讲，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有我哋嘅神嘅话永远立定。
So listen to what this passage says. There's a spirit of the voice of the spirit says, "Cry." The prophet say, "What shall I cry?"
嗱嗱，留意呢一段嘅圣经就话，圣灵咧就话你呼喊啦，先知就话咁呼喊啲乜嘢啊？
And the word of the Lord is everything is transitory, not permanent, except the word of God.
咁就系好似咧，圣经就系话，所有嘅嘢都系暂时嘅，除咗上帝嘅说话。
But that's not what Isaiah was supposed to cry out.
其实呢，先知唔系要去呼叫呢啲噶。
Rather, that's the reason why he should cry out what he was told to cry out.
有一个嘅原因系令到佢要去呼喊某一样嘢噶。
What shall I cry out? Isaiah asked.
以赛亚喺度问紧，我要呼喊啲乜嘢啊
？And the answer is, there's nothing worthy to be cried out because everything is temporary. The only thing worthy is the word of God that is eternal.
上帝的说话就是说，其实呢就没有什么东西是值得你来去呼喊的，除了上帝的说话，唯有上帝的说话是永存。
So, in the wilderness, what are we to cry out?
在旷野里面我们要呼喊什么呢？
In the wilderness, what's the word of God that will encourage us?
在旷野里面有什么东西的神的说话是可以鼓励我们呢？
Isaiah 40 verse 9 gives the answer.
以赛亚书40章9节给我们答案。
Go up, go on up a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, Behold your God.
第九节说，报好信息的锡安啊，要再登高山，报好信息的耶路撒冷啊，要极力扬声，不要惧怕，对犹大的城镇说，看啊，你们的神。
That's what the word of God proclaimed in your wilderness. Behold your God.
在旷野里面，你们要呼喊的就是看啊，你们的神。
In your wilderness, lift up your eyes to God because God is mightily at work in your life.
在你的旷野里面，你要是仰望你的神去看上这个伟大的神，在你的生命里面要做点什么。
In your wilderness, don't walk with your own wisdom, walk with the wisdom of God's word.
在你的旷野里面，不要用你的智慧来去生活，用上帝的说话叫你看到上帝的工作。
Look up and prepare the way for the Lord.
所以仰望去预备上帝的道路。
Behold your God.
看啊，你们的神。
I want to close with a true story.
我用一个的真的故事来去结束。
It is about a chess expert by the name of Paul Morphy.
有一个嘅象棋大师个名字咧叫做 Paul Morphy。
He was invited to dinner in a large house。
有一个人系邀请佢去到一个大屋里边咧做晚餐。
And in the house, he saw a painting of two chess players。
响呢一个嘅餐厅里边，佢见到一幅嘅画系有两个嘅人物喺度对弈紧。
It was a painting of a young man playing chess with Satan, and Satan has won, and the young man looks hopeless.
啊！呢一幅画嗰两个人物咧，一个就系后生仔，另外一个就系撒旦，佢哋响度系对弈紧，而嗰个嘅情况咧就系撒旦赢紧啊，赢差唔多赢咗啦。呢一个嘅后生仔咧就系好绝望。
And the name of that painting is Checkmate。
嗰个嘅画嘅题目咧就系将军死啦。
In other words, it's game over。
就系玩完啦。
But the chess expert Paul Morphy says, "You know, I can take the young man's position and win against Satan."
咁 Paul Morphy 咧就对嗰个家主讲：嗱，如果我嚟去代呢一个后生仔嘅话咧，我有把握去赢到撒旦嘅。
His host say, "Oh, Mr. Morphy, not even you can turn the chess game around."
咁家主就话：甚至到系你啊，都唔能够系逆转呢一个局势赢到噶。
Paul Morphy says, "Why don't we try and see?" So they set up the chess pieces according to the painting.
咁 Paul Morphy 就不如我哋试下啦。佢就将嗰个棋盘咧，按照嗰幅画嚟去布晒嗰啲嘅棋子，然后咧就玩啦。
And he played the game, and to the surprise of everyone, he actually won the game and turned it around.
咁就但对成班人嚟讲咧，其实呢个真系好出乎意料。佢竟然可以赢到呢一个嘅对手。
In fact, it's such a surprising twist around that is chronicled in the Chess Chronicles published in New York in August
1888. 呢一个局嘅棋系十分经典啊！经典到咧就系响1818年嘅 这个旗的杂志里面刊登了出来。
It stunned the chess world.
整个的象棋世界震惊。
So his friend asked him, how did you know the chess game can be turned around?
那个家主就在那里问,你怎样知道这个局棋是可以逆转的呢?
He said, when I examined the painting, I made a discovery.
Paul Morphy就说, 当我去检查这个棋盘的时候, 我就发现有一些东西。
I discovered it's not a checkmate, not game over, because the king has one more move.
我就发现是未死的, 因为这个棋的 皇帝的棋子还有一步可以走的。
And when the king makes the move, the entire chess game changes.
而这个王走过一步的时候, 整个局势就会变的了。
When our king, the Lord Jesus, was crucified, Satan thought he has won.
当我们的君王耶稣在十字架上被钉死的时候, 撒旦就认为他赢了。
But the Lord Jesus has one more move. He rose from the dead.
我们的君王还有一步行,就是他从死里复活。
And everything was changed around.
一切都变了。
No matter how difficult your circumstance is, our king has one more move.
无论你的环境是多么的恶劣, 我们的君王还有一步行。
Prepare your heart in the wilderness.
在你们的旷野里面, 预备你们的心。
Behold your God.
仰望, 看啊, 你们的神。
Prepare the way for the Lord.
预备耶和华你们的神的道路。
Because our king has one more move.
因为我们的君王还有一步行。
Would you bow with me and pray?
我们一起祈祷。
Heavenly Father, thank you for the victory that is in King Jesus.
天父啊, 我们为耶稣基督的胜利感谢你。
In our wilderness, draw us to him.
在我们的旷野里面, 吸引我们去亲近主。
To behold the way of the Lord.
去仰望我们的主,
to behold the power of God,
去仰望我们的上帝的能力,
to keep on walking in faith and not in doubt,
继续用信心而不是用怀疑去行下去,
to prepare the way of the Lord in the wilderness,
去在旷野里面预备我们上帝的道路。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢主奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.